Calling the meeting back to order. Welcome, everyone. Okay. On tonight's agenda, the board will be considering the executive contracts of employment for the Deputy Superintendent of Human Resources, the Chief Business Official, Assistant Superintendents of Learning and Teaching, and SELPA and Equity. Copies of the contracts are available this evening for the public to review. If you would like to review or obtain a copy, please see Ms. Irma Sanchez, Executive Assistant here at the dais. Irma, wave your hand. All right. Okay. So, we're going to check off item B. Brings us down to item C, Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag. And tonight, I think we have a new face. So we're going to ask if they are so willing, the head custodian one at Montera Elementary, Ms. Anna Velasco Ramirez, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Can we give a round of applause, please? Did anyone warn you? No, huh?
No, but it's okay.
Thank you so much.
Can you hear me? If I can have everyone raise the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you for taking care of us today. Okay, moving on to Section D, Adoption of the Agenda. Seeking a motion?
I move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving on to Section E, Recognitions and Presentations. We have none this evening. Moving on to F, Public Comments by Attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. And our first speaker tonight is Aaron Ames.
Good evening. First, I'm representing OMTA because they are all up in Portland at the RA and they asked me to come. I also am wearing my stole from the USC RLAA celebration last weekend. I have my speech here that I made in front of them, and I know some of you have heard it, but everybody else here, because it is a thank you to you as well for the support and the funding for all the teachers that are involved. Welcome, fellow educators, families, friends, colleagues, and honored guests. My name is Erin Ames, and I have the pleasure to talk about Cohort 2 and our experience with the Reading and Literacy Added Authorization Program for the 24-25 school year. First, on behalf of the Cohort 2 members from OMSD, we would like to thank the Ontario Montclair School Board members and our superintendent for funding the RLAA program. As my peers in this program would say, it has been a year. Don't get us wrong, it was a rewarding year, but a lot of work. I think back to May of last year when many of us received our books for some light summer reading to help us get ahead. Wow, the books were interesting, but without context, had little power to inspire me in the classroom. I couldn't imagine how it all went together. As RLAA progressed, those connections to learning and education for my students, my classroom, and myself started to grow. The classes, reading material, and professors challenged me to think about reading and literacy in a different way. When using the material with my two victims, with my two students, I began to see how to use the new knowledge to enhance my teaching and my student learning in regards to reading and writing. I formed deep attachments to my students and a more in-depth knowledge of their strengths and weaknesses. This also helped me to focus and see how to entwine my new skills with my current teaching. As an educator, the RLAA helped me refine my teaching philosophy as well as improve my lessons while differentiating for all the different learners in my classroom. This program also helped me to strengthen my relationship with colleagues. As an upper grade teacher, it can be very difficult to form bonds, strong bonds with the primary teachers on site as our schedules are very different. Laura Munoz is an educator and colleague at my site who also was enrolled in RLAA. I can say with ease, she made this process so much easier and fun. We kept each other on track with deadlines and class assignments. We also shared student information and were able to work together on a few of the projects. to Cohort 1 members, Nicole Hellings and Casey Bear. Laura and I will always be thankful for your support and willingness to lend a hand, read over an assignment, or give us time to work with our students. Your advice and support were invaluable to us. To all my Cohort 2 members, I know this journey was sometimes frustrating, sometimes difficult, sometimes overwhelming, but I am thankful for all of you. For all the discussion posts we read and responded to, thanks for supporting each other and sharing your story and thoughts. Thanks also for the writing lessons to be used in the future with mentor texts. For OMSD Cohort 2 members, the questions and advice you shared during our monthly meetings with Ricky Ramirez were a lifeline to me. Lastly, to the professors and staff at the Rossi H. School of Education here at USC, thank you for your lessons, insights, and support throughout our journey of the 24-25 school year. We are all better educators with the knowledge and skills you helped us develop through the RLAA process. Thank you for listening.
Erin, thank you for sharing your speech.
Congratulations.
Congratulations again. Ms. Irma, do we have any other yellow slips at this time? Thank you. That brings us down to Section G, Consent Calendar. Seeking a motion?
I move.
I need a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? All right, so carried. Moving on to Section H. Prior to the board's consideration of board agenda item H1 and in alignment with SB 1436, Superintendent Dr. Hammond, will you please share about the impact of the potential approval of this agenda item?
Thank you, Madam President. Prior for the board's consideration of approval for amendment number 1 to the 2024 agreement of the deputy superintendent, amendment number 1 to the 2024 agreement for the assistant superintendent of SELP and Equity, the amendment number 1 to the 2024 agreement to the assistant superintendent of learning and teaching, and amendment number 1 to the 2024 agreement for the chief business official, and in alignment with SB 1436, required for introducing actions on items impacting compensation of executive staff, I offer the following summary of items for agenda item H1. The amendment to each of the executive staff aforementioned have no other additional fiscal implications beyond those stated in previous agreements and amendments, as these amendments simply extend the term by 1 year for each of the listed executive staff and provides a new 4-year term.
Thank you, sir. That does bring us to Superintendent's Office H1. Amendments to extend for 1 year the employment agreements among executive staff. A, Dr. Hector Macias, Deputy Superintendent of Human Resources, effective July 3, 2025. B, Robert Francis Gallagher, Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Teaching, effective July 3, 2025. C, Dr. Alana Hughes Hunter, Assistant Superintendent of SELPA and Equity, effective July 3, 2025. And D, Philip Hillman, Chief Business Official, effective July 3, 2025. Seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
I second.
Strongly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Thank you, ladies. Bringing us down to H2, adoption of the Expanded Learning Opportunity Program Plan Guide. Additional supporting information available under separate cover. Seeking a motion.
I move.
I heard it over here.
I second.
Thank you so much. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Thank you so much. Human Resources H3, adoption of Resolution 2025-26-02, allowing legal provisions authorizing staff to teach local assignments for the 2025-2026 school year. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Ooh, tie. You can battle it out in the parking lot if you guys want, but who's going to move?
Go ahead.
There you All go. Right. Then Chris will second then. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? All right, thank you. Moving down to Superintendent's Office, H4. Adoption of Resolution 2025-26-03, Declaration of a Positive Evaluation of the Ontario Montclair School District Superintendent. All in favor say, need a motion?
I move.
I got way ahead of myself. I need a second. Now, all in favor say
aye. Aye.
Any noes? Anyone not sure? Okay, no. So carried. All right. We're just teasing you, Dr. Hammond.
Yep.
You're all right. Okay. We'll keep you for at least another year. Okay. Moving down to Section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Hector Macias, what say you?
No items to call out from closed session, Madam President.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right. Bringing us to item J, comments and recommendations by the Board of Trustees. Chris Brake.
I have no comments tonight other than happy 4th of July and congratulations, Aaron.
All right. All right, Flora.
Same. Have a good night, everyone.
She's like the kids. She's all same. Okay. Sonia.
Well, I just want to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll be at the parade tomorrow. So hopefully the people that could join us could join us. It's going to be a bittersweet situation, but I know a lot of our families might not be there. But again, you know, we're proud Americans. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I'm proud of it. And I know that everybody that's in this country, regardless of their status, are proud of our country. And it's going to be sad not to see all our families there. But know that we are working. I'm working with our community leaders, our organizations, to try to resolve situations, come to talk to our elected officials that we have in several positions to help a lot of our families. But I'm grateful for everything that we do have. And I know that this shall pass, and hopefully all our families next year will be able to celebrate with us. Thank you, guys, and have a happy 4th of July. And we're always accessible if you guys need to help. Actually, we do have a 24-hour hotline that came out today, right? Today, so that'll be pushed out. And any of our family members that need any assistance, we do have an OMSD 24-hour resource line that is up in our website. So please refer our families to them if they need any assistance regarding anything in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
Hi, everybody. First of all, we had a great celebration at USC. We had the USC band, and then Dr. Hammond was up there with the Trojan band, and Dr. Hector Macias, and it was a great showing. We are going to be in the 4th of July parade tomorrow. This is 249. This is year 249 of our of this experiment of our forefathers. And the next year will be 250. And then did you know that it's been 9,131 days since the year 2000 as of yesterday? So we're actually closer to 2050 than we are to the year 2000. So time does really fly, and this great experiment that we are part of has been through so much, and we are celebrating it as people have in the past, as other turbulent times have happened. And it's just, for me, last year, my brother was with us. He's still with us. He's not gone. He's just currently serving in the Pacific. And he was in his Navy uniform, and he was with us. And last year was also, my dad had two major surgeries last year, the week of 4th of July. And then, so I liked when you said, Sonia, that this too shall pass, because that is not actually trivia. That's not actually from the Bible. That's actually a 13th century Persian poem, but it's actually based on quotations from the Bible. So that's really cool, but sorry. I'm having a lot of trivia tonight. I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Congratulations on being a part of Cohort 2. Rialto was really great having us, and they had tents and everything, and great cupcakes. That was super awesome. And I just hope that tomorrow everyone finds something to be grateful for, just like today, that you found something to be grateful for. And then so thank you all so much, and you have a good night.
Thank you, my little factoid queen. Let's give a round of applause for OPD and our campus safety for always being there for us. You guys are awesome. And congratulations to our cohort of teachers for adding that special accreditation. For those of you who don't know, they learned a special skill set to identify reading deficiencies in our young readers so that they can catch them early and help them catch up and meet their reading levels early on so that they can move forward with strong reading skills and then pass that love along to other peers here at OMSD and just spread that love all over the place so that we can have super strong readers. So it was a year-long program, Aaron? So a year-long program, a grueling year-long program is what I understand. And so it was very special to share that moment with all of you there on Saturday at USC. So very proud of all of you. And let us know how it goes, you know, during the years and applying those skills that you learned. So eager to know how that goes. Okay, and let us know how we can help. Thank you. I can't see you because I'm trying to, there you go, I see you now. Thank you, Anna. So yeah, let us know how we can help. Okay, thank you. All right, Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. I think the only thing more rigorous than that authorization that our teachers received at USC was the rigorous path home back to Ontario you and Dr. Macias took. They took the scenic route back to Ontario from the
USC campus. You're like Bugs Bunny.
But no, it's great. I think, Aaron, you look great in that regalia, and I think you represent over 30 teachers from our district that really put a strong commitment to that cliche of being a lifelong learner. And this authorization, like our president said, is very rigorous, and it is a true bellwether authorization on your credentials. So well done, and it's very applicable. And I think in my words, you know, I think the challenge is going to be how do you share and apply it with others now. You know, you have that wonderful training. And thank you to our board, like Ms. Ames mentioned, your commitment to professional development speaks volumes. It's not just something you say, it's something you expect of your staff to invest in. And thank you, Mr. Hillman, for working with learning, teaching. I know Mr. Gallagher was here. I thank both of you together for making the means and capacity happen for that. That's a significant commitment. So hopefully there'll be another cohort. Last year, I think we invested in the instructional coaches. This year it was 30-plus teachers, and hopefully it'll be another cohort of teachers, and over the years it'll be something that's going to bring tremendous value in regards to helping promote balanced literacy for our kiddos. And then I think on the other side, I do want to say Dr. Macias has done a fabulous job promoting the increasing human effect in this curriculum. Primarily, it's not just exclusive for CSEA folks, but primarily CSEA folks take advantage of it. And the facilitators are now CSEA folks. And so we have CSEA members actually leading the facilitation of the new cohorts. So it's a tremendous, I think, testimony, again, to this board when you talk about professional development, whether it be for the certificated side of the house or the classified side of the house, there's great evidence of your investment. So thank you to our board for that. And I look forward to seeing us all there. Ms. Sanchez, what time is the board to report on Euclid Avenue? 8 a.m.? If they're on time, they're late, right? So marine time, be there at 7:50 a.m.? All right, so 8 o'clock, you'll be fine, she said. Okay, well, that's it. Thank you, Madam President.
Hoorah. I think I want to thank this board for voting unanimously to extend the contracts for Hector, Phil, Bob, and Alana. For yes, very phenomenal people that we have. So thank you. Okay, so let's move on to section L. We have information item 1, Ontario Montclair School District 2024-25 California Physical Education Fitness Test Results. You will not find me on there. L2, Ontario, hey, little secret though, us presidential physical fitness in elementary, junior high, and high school. So just so you know, and it's not a secret. When I trained to get to letter and track in high school, my dad would train with me and we'd run to the big donut in La Puente, you know, the big one you drive through. We'd run there, get a donut, I get a little chocolate, you get a cafecito, we'd eat it and then walk home. And I lettered, just so you know. With the donut. L2, Ontario Montclair School District 2025-2026 English Learners Reclassification Criteria for grades kindergarten through eighth. L3, school sites and district offices will be closed on July 4th, 2025 in observance of the Independence Day holiday. Future agenda items, you guys in the routine, 9322. L4, next regular board meeting, August 21st, 2025 at 6 p.m. right here, open session, Central Language Academy. Moving on to section M, I need a motion. I need a second. All right, everybody here up at the dais and everybody out in the audience, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Go home, have a great holiday, have a fantastic holiday weekend, and take care of one another. Good night.